This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An effort to put a question on the ballot asking voters to shore up funding for the state's free school meals program won't happen. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
A voter-approved free meal program isn't raising enough tax revenue, so cafeteria workers won't get a salary hike as promised by voters, nor will schools get grants to purchase fresh produce from farmers. Erica Cervantes is with Hunger Free Colorado.
Not acting now will really have far-reaching impacts on students, farmers, workers, and the state budget.
State House leadership decided not to let the bill move forward to refer a measure to the ballot. They say they want to see what cost-saving ideas a task force comes up with first. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A bill to limit the release of government records died in a state Senate committee. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The bill at one point would have allowed governments to label people they believed were annoying or harassing as vexatious requesters. Some parents in the Poudre School District said the bill was targeted at them. But even the removal of that provision wasn't enough to save the bill Wednesday in a Senate committee. After hearing testimony that public records are already hard to get in Colorado, Democrat James Coleman joined with two Republicans to kill the legislation. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Western Colorado University has earned a federal designation for its cyber defense curriculum. That recognition comes from the National Security Administration. The university in Gunnison offers a bachelor's degree in information security, focusing on issues like cyber crime. A university spokesperson says the distinction gives students an advantage when seeking employment in cybersecurity. West of Gunnison, almost to the state line, there's a fight brewing over the future of the Dolores River and the landscape around it.
We do hope that we'll strike a balance between protection of the landscape and the wishes of our neighbors.
A part of western Colorado's canyon country that could become a new national monument. It's controversial, and there's more about it in about 15 minutes here on Morning Edition. It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is CPR News.